This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The Infowars servers are laboring right now under record traffic. As the world tunes in to hear what myself and my guests are going to break down and say, and what callers to this broadcast are going to say about the historic, incredibly bold move that we witnessed yesterday by the president. I came up here last night, shot a special report at 10 p.m., right as the president was taking credit for what unfolded. We have the top link at drudgereport.com, and you can see it there, and we have live feeds embedded in that report. Sleeper cells in the USA, and the report details how the FBI has already arrested people that were clearly planning sleeper cell attacks. We're going to be looking at every angle of that as well. I'm asking listeners to really pull back and be cerebral about this, and I'm trying to do that myself. I'm certainly not lecturing you. I'm lecturing myself. And look geopolitically what's happening around the world and what message President Trump is really sending with this, not just to North Korea, but also to Obama and Hillary and John Kerry that have been working with Iran publicly against President Trump and Congress and against the law. And the fact that they've been encouraging Iran to attack ships, sink ships, and engage in massive paramilitary activity across the Middle East, triggering a wider civil war between Shiites and Sunnis. So that's really what's going on here. Now, is it good what President Trump did? Well, let's look at why he did do it. And then let's ask ourselves what he was supposed to do if he didn't take action. And Iran was given a green light to continue to expand provocations and try to overthrow the Iraqi government and install another domino in their plan for the original Islamic Republic of planet Earth. ISIS was simply trying to copy from a Sunni perspective what the Shiites have successfully done in Persia. And the Iranians are where the word Aryan comes from. Hitler modeled his system off of the Aryan plan, where they have believed for 3,000 years they have a right to rule the earth. The Iranian people are very smart folks, and they founded what is modern India today, Pakistan. They invented chess, much of language, astronomy, and a mixture of that with expansionist Islam is a good case of cancer. Any way you slice it. So we already had one guy last century saying he was an Aryan, going to take over the planet. We do have that going on again. I'm not saying I want to have war with Iran. I'm not saying they're the devil. I'm saying that the Hezbollah militias all over the world are the most expansionist arm of Islam and are working with the globalist deep state against President Trump and America. And so that's not being discussed in the news, why this happened. Israel is bracing for retaliatory strikes as well. The Pentagon has said that it will be a massive counterstrikes if Iran responds disproportionately, because this was a response to the attack on the embassy. And I want to be crystal clear yet again. This is not a false flag. This is not a staged event. We were attacked. Our sovereign territory was. Our troops have been getting killed all over the Middle East and Africa by Shiite-trained groups. And so this is a very strong message from the president. Will the gamble succeed? We'll look at the pros and cons, where I think it's all going, and where you think it's going today on this Friday.
Well, here we are in the year 2020, and old friends are not forgotten. You, the patriots, have kept InfoWars on the air. Thank you so much. I don't want the globalists to win for my children's future, for your children's future, but also I just personally don't want them to be able to shut us down. And thanks to you spreading the word and buying the products, we are able to stay on air. We have huge end of Christmas, end of the year sales, the biggest ever. Clearance sales up to 75% off, free shipping, double Patriot points. The new year is here. It's a great way to get healthy and fund the InfoWar. So go to InfoWarsLife.com and stock up on all the great products like BrainForce Plus, SuperMel, Vitality, and X2 and X3. All of it is amazing. The Real Red Pill Plus, the Real Red Pill. Find out about these great products at InfoWarsLife.com and fund the InfoWar. But whatever you do, remember, 2020 is a critical year, so everybody get the word out and fight for freedom.
The potential for World War III, and with asymmetric warfare being carried out in Western nations by the Quds forces and their allied militias of Hezbollah. Again, I am your host, Alex Jones. We are now into 2020. It is the third day of January 2020, and we are going to open the phones up throughout the next 4 hours, starting at the bottom of the hour. I will give out the toll-free number at the start of the next segment. Now, I am not going to come on this show and choose a side of I'm for this strike or I'm against this strike. And I'm not doing that to be lukewarm and to not take a side. I'm doing that because I want to look at this from the perspectives of the Iranian government and the individuals running our government and talk about the different players that are involved and what has brought us to this point. Then, at the bottom of the hour, I am going to give you my personal view and what I think about this situation and where I think it's headed. And what my discernment and spiritual gut level sight is on this. But I want first to just pull back out of the emotion, myself included, and I want to analyze the facts here. We know that there have been 6 different chemical attacks that have all been confirmed to be staged in the last 5 years. A good 2 years before Trump even got into office, they'd staged several. And the ISIS and Al-Qaeda operatives would fire the chemical weapons and put out promo videos wanting to get the praise like rock stars. But then the press would still blame the Syrians and the Iranians for it. And we would come on air and say that is not the case. That is a staged chemical attack. And the UN has been forced to come out and say it. And it's all been confirmed now. And they're really trying to cover that up. So when Trump blew up that chemical weapons dump in Syria, I got really mad at him because Trump knows good and damn well that that was a staged chemical attack. I thought it meant they were about to escalate like they normally do, but instead he used that to silence the war hawks and to allow Syria to take his country back from really nasty folks. He made Saudi Arabia stop. We worked with Iran some to help clean up ISIS. But then Iran is now expanding. And Iran did have its militias attack and take over the embassy. And they are killing U.S. contractors and they are killing U.S. troops. And they've decided that, no, they're going to have an Islamic republic out of Iran, their own Islamic state that they set up in 1979, worldwide. And that's what they teach. That's what their Ayatollah teaches. And that's what this top general, who was second in command in Iran, admittedly. That's what Soleimani was trying to do. And so Trump just can't pull us out of Afghanistan and Syria and Iraq, which he's been trying to do, without getting these groups to stop attacking U.S. interests. Because Saudi Arabia will then launch an even bigger war. And both sides have nuclear weapons. Iran already has nukes. So does Saudi Arabia. And that's why this is all coming to a head. And the issue is the delivery systems that Iran has are getting more sophisticated. And that's why Israel says if it goes much further, they're going to attack. So regardless of what side you want to be on, we're all on this planet that could end up in a giant new war that rivals anything we've ever seen or could be worse. And so why have we gotten to this point? Because the deep state, the permanent bureaucracy, the CFR, the Bilderberg globalist leftist arm of it, that works closely with the neocons, has been double-dealing with Iran. Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, Fiona Hill, the General McMaster types, they have been working publicly in shadow diplomacy to derail everything that Trump's trying to do to bring real detente and a stalemate and an armistice and a ceasefire in Africa and the Middle East, and end the globalist strategy of the Arab Spring, of breaking Europe's borders, of flooding Turkey, and of destabilization. Trump is really pragmatically saying, we're not going to do this, and the Middle East is not an issue. We're already energy independent in the U.S. We need to pivot to deal with China. They're the real threat, and the globalists want to divert us and our military and our blood into that sand trap. And so Trump has legitimately been trying to end those wars and dial them back and scale down. And the globalists have been saying he's wrong, he's an idiot, and they've been trying to block it. Instead of having the deep state side with Iran against Saudi Arabia, or the deep state side with Saudi Arabia over Iran, Trump's tried to say to all the sides, stop it. But that's not happened. And so the Ayatollah, after the embassy was taken over, and after the flag and all the rest of it was captured, he came out and he vowed that Trump could do nothing and that Trump was a joke. Well, now you see that's not the case. But why did he do that? Because continually the deep state had been giving them intel and advising them to cause a crisis by sinking ships in the Strait of Hormuz and the Persian Gulf. Just like Michael Moore said when President Trump was president-elect, they said, oh, we're going to embarrass him with Iran and with North Korea. But in both cases, Trump has been able to put pressure, like he did with North Korea, and get them to come to the table, at least ending the escalation that Kim Jong-un was involved in, trying to start a war with his neighbors under globalist direction and Chi-Com direction. Trump got him to stop all that, at least, to back off. They haven't gotten the big permanent deal, but he got him to back off because the U.S. was about to invade 2 years ago. And so now they're doing that again, and Trump is letting Iran know, just like the situation with North Korea, that carrot or the stick, if you stop all this, the sanctions will go away and we'll work with you. If you keep escalating and working with the deep state, the international globalist system through the Chi-Coms to embarrass America and to sabotage us and to bankrupt our military and our country, we're going to confront you when you're militarily expanding, and when you proportionately start attacking us, we proportionately attack you, it's going to escalate until we use bunker buster bombs to kill the mullahs in Tehran. And that's something these individuals understand and get. And so that's pragmatically what Trump's doing. There's a lot of other angles. Now, there's a big gamble here, but is it really a gamble? Does Trump really even have a choice? We'll explore that. Tucker Carlson's very upset with Trump Obviously, that's a perspective that you can say has a lot of validity. We're going to play that clip coming up this hour. But see, just because there's bad people that want war with Iran, just because the neocons are a bunch of liars and planted WMDs and the New York Times helped do it with the Democrats, bipartisan evil, doesn't mean that Trump's new real politic that he's practicing is wrong. It doesn't mean that, because just because the neocons are bad and the leftists are bad doesn't mean that Iran and its leadership that's very unpopular and mass murders its own people doesn't mean they're good either. I don't want a war. Our own CIA in 1953 overthrew Mohammad Mossadegh, who was pro-America, but he wouldn't follow orders of the globalists. And so all of this comes out of what the CIA did back then, so I get regime change isn't good. Then the CIA helped get rid of the Shah and put in the Ayatollahs. So there's a lot of triple and double crossing going on here. And they want to use Iran to embarrass Trump, just like Jimmy Carter was in 1979. And Trump has acted decisively so far to block that, and for now is winning the political war. But what will happen in the next phase?
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunter hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
The big question everybody's asking is how will the Islamic Shiite dictatorship of Iran respond to their co-Führer, the religious leader, and the military dictator. That's admitted. This guy was probably as powerful as the main royal mullah, the Ayatollah, who traces his royal lineage back to Muhammad. So the Shiites are a form of religious royalty. Kim Jong-un is a third-generation communist royal. The Saxe-Coburg Gothas are it's got to be 30 generation or so, Transylvanian inbred royalty. And this royalty, this Islamic royalty, has real sleeper cells around the world, and they have promised, quote, the Ayatollah put these tweets out this morning, we can put them up later, the Ayatollah has promised #savage revenge and to destroy the barbarians. And I've got some of the video of a speech he gave saying that the world will be Islamic and they're going to take over and nothing can stop them. But that's not a threat at all. They say the world belongs to their version of Islam that's hereditary, royalty. And that we've got to bow down to these dudes that all look exactly the same, are totally inbred and crazy, and rule over the Iranians, and most of them aren't even Persian. It's just unbelievable. Next segment, I'm going to go over the Paul Joseph Watson article. It's top linked at DrudgeReport.com. Iran has Hezbollah sleeper cells in the U.S. ready to strike, and it goes through the FBI reports, the confirmation of the plans to attack JFK and Pearson airports alone, and a lot more. We'll cover that next segment, but let's look right now geopolitically at what's going on. Punch up a map of the Middle East right here, going into Central Asia, and Iran is perfectly situated between Afghanistan, Pakistan, India, Turkmenistan, Azerbaijan, Turkey, Syria, Iraq, Jordan, Israel, Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, Oman, UAE, Persian Gulf, all of it. They're right in the middle of the chessboard. Zbigniew Brzezinski has a geopolitical theorem that has been adopted by the globalist called the Grand Chessboard Model. And Iran's right in the middle of that Grand Chessboard. And the mullahs say that as well. That's where they invented chess. Not the Islamists, but the Persians they've captured and are controlling. And they believe it's their right to export their militias all over the world. And so, yeah, it's a good thing in my view that their militias, working with Russia and the United States, were able to kick ISIS and Al-Qaeda out of here, when back before, Hillary Clinton and the globalists were actually aiding that to cause a civil war. But then they did a double deal, Hillary and Obama, and made a deal with Iran. They give them billions and billions of dollars and then let them go around and expand proxy wars all over the Middle East and all over Africa and to put their sleeper cells in Europe and the United States. And so contractors and U.S. troops and others are getting killed all over the place as Trump tries to pull back and tries to leave the region. for all intents and purposes, compared to the escalations. And they're seeing that as weakness. And they're pushing now, saying, oh, we're going to try to make Syria Shiite. We're going to try to make all these other places Shiite. And we're going to attack your embassy because you bombed some of our paramilitary taking over areas of Iraq. And what did the Ayatollah say to Trump? He taunted Trump before the Soleimani strike, said, you can do nothing. You can't do anything. Now, why would he say that? Again, think about the treason of people that claim they're American citizens, even though they're globalists, of John Kerry and Barack Obama, who travel the world from Korea to Japan to China to Iran to Israel to Germany to the UK to Canada to Argentina, Brazil, saying, don't listen to Trump. He's going to be gone soon. He's a loser. He's an idiot. In fact, if you embarrass him by sinking some ships in the Strait of Hormuz or in the Persian Gulf, that'll help remove him back at home, and he's not going to get the backing. Now, here's the danger that Tucker Carlson talks about, and I agree with him. You've got the neocons who double deal and who worked with Iran before to embarrass Jimmy Carter. Oh, yeah, they work with the Iranians. The Iranians are super beyond duplicitous. I mean, when you think about the Iranian mullahs and triple, quadruple games of chess, it's not even strategic. It's mental illness. Straight shooting is the most sophisticated thing in the universe. Innocence is the most sophisticated thing. It's so simple, it's complex. These guys don't get it. They don't get the Christian or Anglo-Saxon Legos or Nexus or Genesis. Very sad. It's very smart folks. But it's constant screwing each other, constant double dealing, constant plans within plans, all about vengeance, all about double dealing, all about screwing somebody over. They got like 1,000 names for knife over there. And the neocons have been working with them, propping them up the whole time as well. Because it's an authoritarian regime that they can work with. And when everybody else has sanctions on them, remember Halliburton and Dick Cheney were still making money with them. So tyrants like to work with tyrants. And what you see on the surface is not what's really going on with the neocons and with John Kerry and the leftists and the globalists, that the internationalists that have been working with Iran and the nuclear deal. And Trump is saying it's crazy to let Iran expand around the world and export their Islamic jihad. So we're going to tell you, stop expanding, or we're going to stop you because you've openly declared that you're going to nuke Israel as soon as you can. And whether you love Israel or hate Israel or are neutral on it, Israel has 600, 700 nukes. They're not going anywhere. So if you let Iran attack them because they're crazy, or because they think they have a right to rule, it'll cause a new nuclear war. And if you don't do something about Saudi Arabia, they're going to attack them. And so we're not the world's peacekeeper under Trump. He's just trying to de-escalate all of this and what the globalists set up. In Trump's own words, I'm trying to fix what Obama and Hillary and the establishment did of getting all these groups fighting and stirring them up to control them. That's dangerous, Trump has said, and he wants to stop that. So I think I pretty much already told you where I stand on what Trump's done. But I'll get into details of that when we come back, and then I'll get to the Tucker Carlson, and then I'll get to your calls. We're going to look at some of the strike footage and the rest of it. Please remember how we reach new people is when you share the links at Infowars.com/show, band.video, and the Alex Jones section and more. That's how we reach new people. Remember, they're trying to ban this show because we're really covering real facts, and the establishment doesn't want you thinking about how the world really works, who the different factions are. They just want you to mindlessly take a side. Well, we do have a side, and it's called the truth. We'll be back. Stay with us. Please spread those links.
It was about 3.5 months ago, and I said on air, I'm going to religiously take my supplements. I'd always taken them in the past, but I forget, like everybody else, to stay on the regimen. Well, I've done it, and I've lost 39 pounds in less than 4 months, and my life is so amazing. And I still have cake and ice cream and pie, just like I did before. I'm exercising the same amount, but my body has the trace elements and the key things it needs, like the clean iodine in X2 and X3, and I take a good energy booster, like turbo force and brain force for my brain. And I take the fish oil, and I take the turmeric, and I take the knockout, and I use the good toothpaste. It's fluoride-free. It's got the tea tree oil and so much more at InfoWarsLife.com. 2020 is dawning. We have big sales, total clearance right now. No excuse for you to go to the store and get these great products and experience them for yourself and fund the InfoWar. A total 360 win going into 2020. That's why it's more important than ever to keep InfoWars on the air. And only you can do that by getting great products at InfoWarsLife.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
On this live Friday edition. Well, did President Trump have any choice but to strike and kill basically the top leadership of the Iranian military and their terror networks worldwide? Yes, Trump had a choice. He could do nothing like he did the last 10 ships or so they blew up and sunk, or the last times they shot and killed U.S. troops all over the Middle East, or the other times that they're killing contractors that are just simply there working at oil fields. Iran is muscling its way through the Middle East. It believes it can topple the other Islamic regimes. And if that happens, you'll have an organized Islamic force even more deadly with 3 billion Muslims ready to take over what's left of the rotting West. So long term, taking Iran out of the control of the Islamists that captured the secular country, and 70%+ in internal polls hate it. And if we could take that away from the radical Islamists, that'd be a big victory for humanity, wouldn't it? But you see, our criminal globalist government in 79 removed the Shah and put the Ayatollah Khomeini in. And then they double-crossed Jimmy Carter. And they sabotaged the raid and all of it. You say, oh, great, that's what got Ronald Reagan in. The point is it's the groups behind that. And Trump is saying, I'm not going to be like Jimmy Carter. And I'm not going to be like JFK with the Bay of Pigs and all this crap. He's not telling anybody what's going on. He's fired the moles in the National Security Council. He's not telling Pelosi and the House and Senate Intelligence Committee what he's doing now. And you know why? Because they're globalists, a lot of them, and they're leaking the information. And so do I like war? Absolutely not. I was against the last string of wars because they were based on lies. They were based on false flags. They were based on yellow cake and uranium and aluminum tubes and nuclear reactors and centrifuges with anthrax and Colin Powell holding it up in his hand, knowing he was a liar. I was on over 100 radio stations in 2001. Popular conservative talk shows, but I was against expansion of that war. I was against the millions of dead Iraqis because they were a secular government originally put in by policies of Eisenhower. And the deep state wanted to get rid of Saddam because they wanted to make worse things happen and have a civil war there, which you now see, to bring down those seven countries that Wesley Clark later talked about. Trump is going back to the Eisenhower policy of trying to stabilize countries and westernize them. That's what I want. So when we see, oh, Trump's going along with the plan now to bring down one of the final countries in that hit list that General Clark talked about that's bipartisan, that's not, in my view, what's happening. We know John Kerry and Obama and Hillary have worked for the Iranians. They've gone to Iran. Kerry has and others who openly say Trump is weak, embarrass him militarily. And so it's very bold to not just sink some Iranian patrol boat or hit some militia with some more fighter jets. That's what Bill Clinton did when he was very unpopular in an impeachment. You know, they're running the headlines everywhere, which I think we should look at because it's historic. Those headlines, one of them is on drudgereport.com, of Bill Clinton impeached, bombs Iraq. Impeachment vote in House delayed as Clinton launches Iraq airstrike, citing military need to move swiftly. But you see, nothing can actually happen in Iraq when he did that, or when he bombed an aspirin factory in Sudan before that as a distraction. And that was confirmed. This is real. We've been attacked. The embassy was attacked because they've been probing and we've been putting up with it. And so instead of bombing an aspirin factory, Trump boldly killed the leader of the organization that has sleeper cells inside the United States and inside Europe, and now that's the gamble. They may really strike, even though that'll blow up in their face, and the U.S. will retaliate even bigger. This could escalate into a wider regional war. They're definitely going to try to block the Strait of Hormuz and drive up oil prices. That's already starting to happen. And so this is a really bad decision, but it's one of the best decisions you could make out of a list of even worse decisions. Now I'm going to play some of what Tucker Carlson has to say about this from his perspective, which I agree with that perspective. You know, we've got a bunch of other guests coming on, like Syrian Girl and others that have been over there and live there and, you know, say that Trump's wrong. We're going to hear that perspective. We're not a cult. We have debates. We're going to open the phones up, and you can agree, disagree, give us your expertise. Maybe you live in Iran. Maybe you live in the Middle East. Maybe you've been in the military. Maybe you think I'm wrong. Maybe you think Trump's wrong. I want to hear it. I respect you. This is the Central Texas Command Center. And a lot of the commands are when you call in with your ideas on what you think ought to be done, because I think you're amazing. And I really like the show and I take calls. That's why we do it. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Let's give first-time callers a chance in the first round. And then you can call in if you're a regular caller, you know, next hour or so. Please, 877-789-2539. Now, we'll go to your calls when we come back. I will hit the sleeper cell news because that's really serious. And not just if the Iranian military gives those orders. Because remember, it's a governmental, Islamic, worldwide system where religion, the economy, and the military are fused in a takeover, in a jihad that most experts are agreeing to trigger World War III. Well, we're already in a slow-motion war with globalism and radical Islam trying to get rid of Christianity in the West because no one can compete with the Renaissance Christian economy. Everybody wants to be in there. Everybody wants to experience the fruits of it. So that's why radical Islam, globalist systems work together with the Chi-Coms. The Chi-Coms don't let Islam into their country. They put you in a death camp. I think that's wrong. But the point is, they know it's an expansionist authoritarian thing competing with them. But they'll use it against us all day long and produce Netflix shows paid for by the Chinese government openly worshiping Islamification. Because they know that's a cancer for us. So you see, it's Christendom and the Renaissance and the West and those ideas of radical liberal egalitarianism that the fascist left is trying to overthrow because they're threatened by it. They're on the Chi-Com payroll. The left of today is an occultic group. Don't confuse leftists with liberal. Prager University has the seminal video on that. So we're going to break it all down today. But let's roll some of the footage of the strike from the Reaper drones. Some robot did the killing. And then we'll show you some of the footage from the ground as well. But those guys thought they were untouchable. They thought they were working with the deep state. They thought Trump was weak. Well, now they think different. So I think Trump, who's shown real restraint, when the deep state's trying to set him up with this Iran conflict, let them know, hey, we're serious. And so you better understand that when you escalate, it's going to get a lot more serious from there and on. And I think that's peace through strength. It's a gamble. Things should go desperately wrong. I think we're going to find out very, very soon how they're going to respond. They've got to respond and look strong to the cult they've got running their country. And so we're going to break it all down today. I'll get to the Tucker Carlson when we come back, the sleeper cells, and then your calls. Andrew, Richard, many others that are already lining up on this live Friday edition. The Nolan Schroyer is coming up today, 3 to 6 p.m. Don't forget that. I'm coming in Saturday and Sunday to do special events and the regular Sunday 4 to 6 p.m. Broadcast as well. Please remember, without your financial support, we're not here. We've been demonized, sued, attacked by the globalists. That's fine. You're supporting us. We're overcoming it. We're still on air. We're expanding in some ways thanks to you. The year-end sale is extended for 3 more days. Store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 70% off, and a bunch of stuff just sold out. And a bunch of stuff's about to sell out, so a lot of the sale is already ending with more than 20 items. More than 40 items are still on sale, but that's how you fund the operation. Plus, they're great products. Get your Wake Up America coffee experience with the best coffee out there at a great price that funds the InfoWar. Get our new Tooth Whitening Toothpaste. It's amazing. InfoWarStore.com. Just like our information is game-changing, our products really are amazing. Giant sales at InfoWarStore.com. I can't tell you how vital it is to fund this operation and get great products at the same time, a total win-win. So take action now and be assured you're holding up the First Amendment in the face of the globalist. I'm Alex Jones, and this is 2020.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. You can get a shot at your closest VA center on your next visit for free. But what if you don't have a visit planned in the near future? Don't have a visit planned? Here's an alternative. Here's your veterans tip of the day. The Veterans Administration and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots more accessible and free to veterans. They have made it very easy for you to get this protection. Protecting yourself is a good idea. Getting a flu shot at the VA or consider going to a local Walgreens, both are free. Just go to your local Walgreens, no appointment necessary, show your ID card, and get your flu shot for free. Protecting yourself, get a flu shot. Last year, over 80,000 people in America died from the flu. The life you save just might be your own. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I totally understand being against these wars. I've been against all of them. Vietnam, we weren't allowed to win that. That was all a stage deal. But to cause fissures here in the United States and huge profits for the military-industrial complex. And Trump was against the 2003 Iraq invasion. And Trump's been trying to get our troops out. But Iran's been attacking our interests, and they think it's weak that we haven't stood up to them. And, you know, just because America's had some corrupt, bad people running it for a while doesn't mean that everybody else is good, like the Chi-Coms grabbing the South China Sea and militarily attacking Vietnam and funding all these different invasions to the UN, to the United States. So I don't, like a chicken hawk, feel good about people dying. And I don't enjoy wars just because I fantasize about how it's manly. But Trump has boldly said, look, we'll just kill your leadership. You try to take over our embassy. They really did that. They're really pushing all of this. They're really sinking ships and mining ships. And my own listeners are like, oh, no, it's a false flag. And it turns out Iran is doing that. But why are they doing it to embarrass Trump and then denying it and then later admitting it? Because they're working with the deep state, just like they did with China telling North Korea to suddenly escalate on Trump and start firing missiles at Japan and threatening to invade the South. And Trump had the military build up. They were going to go in, told China. China said, okay, stop. Those were tests Trump went through to become president. And now in the last year of his presidency, if he doesn't get reelected, with 304 days left, What was he supposed to do when they did that to the embassy? And then there's the top general with the head of the global militia. They're meeting at the airport. Like it's all a big joke. And the Ayatollah is saying, you're a joke. You can, quote, do nothing. You can't do anything, close quote. Because Trump had done nothing. And they believed that we were paralyzed, ladies and gentlemen. Now, the neocons are going to try to leverage this. And here's the big problem. Saudi Arabia, Israel, or elements inside our own government. And I'm not saying Saudi Arabia is all evil. Their establishment's very bad, and we're trying to make them not be like that. And Israel, I don't dislike Israel, but Israel's got some bad people running it sometimes, too. Different factions. And Israel's been caught staging false flags. That's in Jerusalem Post. They helped fund Hamas to counter Hezbollah. And they helped fund some of the ISIS operations in Syria. So did the United States under Obama and Hillary. What if Israel stages a false flag to get us deeper into a war? You've already had the Iranian rebels firing ICBMs into Riyadh trying to start a war. So false flags are still a danger. And who could pull them to get us into a full-on war with Iran? Because Iran has now said that they're going to destroy us, they're going to annihilate us, hashtag savage revenge. Well, what happens if there's some terror attacks that's not really Iranians? So I get why this is so dangerous, and I get what is being said by Tucker Carlson, because this could get out of hand really quickly. Here's the problem that already got out of hand. Our criminal government overthrew the elected government of Iran in 53 in Operation Ajax and did everything else since then. And Trump is legitimately trying to end that strategy of tension, that strategy of destabilization, and I like that. Does it mean that it isn't going to be bloody? Does it mean it isn't going to be a really bad emergency surgery? Does it mean things might not go bad or even worse? Yes, but at a gut level, I know how much the globalists hate Trump, and they hate him really being the president, and I believe he's making the best decisions with the information he's got. Doesn't mean I like what's happening. So here's another perspective, and we'll take your calls and get your perspective. Here's Tucker Carlson.
An unexpected Fox News alert for you, something that has just happened in Iraq. The situation there heating up very quickly without any debate here in Washington. Iraqi television has just confirmed that Qasem Soleimani, a former general in Iran's Revolutionary Guard and the commander of the Quds Force, has been killed in a rocket attack apparently initiated by the United States near the Baghdad airport, along with a top official in the Iraqi Shiite militia. Now, what were they doing in Iraq? Unclear. But his death comes several days after tensions kind of came out into the open in that country. Last week, if you've been following this, you know, an American civilian contractor was killed by militants in Iraq. The U.S. government blamed that attack on Iran, and it retaliated with strikes. In response, protesters blockaded the U.S. embassy in Baghdad. It's basically where we were when the show started tonight. Defense Secretary Mark Esper warned that the United States is prepared to launch additional preemptive military strikes against Iranian interests in the region, which apparently are what we are seeing right now. Now, again, there's been virtually no debate or even discussion about this, but America appears to be lumbering toward a new Middle East war. And we have to say it's one that official Washington has wanted for decades. For example, disgraced National Security Advisor John Bolton has made it his life's mission to start a war with Iran. And tonight, Bolton may be finally getting his wish. Should you be happy about that? That's the question. Well, the last time we took John Bolton's advice in the region, Iran became far more powerful than it was before we took John Bolton's advice. Why? Because things are never quite as simple as they claim they are in Washington. In this case, the very people demanding action against Iran tonight, the ones telling you the Persian menace is the greatest threat we face, are the very same ones demanding that you ignore the invasion of America now in progress from the South. The millions, the tens of millions of foreign nationals living among us illegally. The torrent, more significantly, of Mexican narcotics that has killed and disabled entire generations of Americans. Nobody cares, in case you haven't noticed. Pay no attention to all of that, these very same people tell us. The real threat is Iran. Well, they're liars. And they don't care about you. They don't care about your kids. They're reckless and incompetent. And you should keep all of that in mind as war with Iran looms closer tonight. Curt Mills is a senior writer at the American Conservative. He joins us now.
All right, so let's stop there. The full interview is thought-provoking. It's up on InfoWars.com. And I totally agree with Tucker Carlson that we're dealing with a bunch of scum in D.C., a bunch of chicken hawks. He could have added that Bolton and a whole bunch of other senior neocons were part of companies that got waivers to work with oil companies that made billions in Iran during the sanctions on Iran that Cheney and others got waivers for. So they are the worst of the worst. I can't stand John Bolton. The man is a menace. That's it. The Iranian leadership is a menace. They mowed down 600 and something of their own people just a few weeks ago. Women that take off hijabs get killed. Oh, but don't worry. AOC says they need to put their hijabs back on. Oh, by the way, she's saying that Trump's doing this to wag the dog. Clinton was super unpopular and propped up by the system. Trump's super popular. I've been saying that for years. Now even their own internal polls show he's just insanely popular. Every Democrat I know that is a cognizant person who has a IQ above room temperature supports Trump now because the Democrats are so dangerous. There has been a systemic break with the Democrats. Everyone knows they work for the globalists and hate America. And you're damn right. Fentanyl coming in from the Chi-Coms. Mexico is just the toilet into which the Chi-Coms dump it. So let's not blame the Mexicans. Come on. Let's blame ourselves. We're putting up with it and using it and letting the Chi-Coms got caught trying to ship enough into the U.S. through Mexico last year to kill 10.6 billion people. And they all took one dose of it. And you broke it up in that many doses to a lethal dose. That's more people than there are on the planet by 4 billion almost. So, yes, he's absolutely right. That's the real menace. Millions a year dying from this. Massive suicides. Occultism. Falling away from God. Industry being shut down. But Trump, I've got all the real numbers. He's changed the rules, the regulations. He's defeated the courts. It's taken him 3 years to now deport people at the border instead of bringing them in and then letting them go. It's all right here. It's happening. Trump's the real deal. But it doesn't mean that he's doing a great job on a lot of things. He's real. He's an American president. He's really trying to set the country back on the right footing. But he's letting the big media cartels, big tech cartels, financed by the Koch brothers and others that are financing the Heritage Foundation, the rest of it, literally screw this country over and silence millions of people and use AI in real time to block what people see and do, pre-programmed. That's not censorship. That's total surveillance and control. Even the Washington Post calls it the surveillance apocalypse. It sounds like I wrote it or Paul Watson did, or it sounds like Matt Drudge on the radio 20 years ago. And we were all right. And so because we're right and we're credible and we've done homework and we know what we're talking about, we're the ones that are under attack and being silenced. All right, I'm going to your phone calls. Dr. C. Pachanik, who's a real expert on Iran. He was involved in the whole Carter situation and more. He's going to be joining us. Syrian girl, she's really smart, and she doesn't agree with Trump right now. And so much more. It's all coming up. Your phone call, second hour, whatever you do, share the word.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.